AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump has arrived in Florida. Tomorrow in Miami, he'll be in court to face felony charges for possession of classified documents. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says nothing may happen tomorrow if the former president doesn't have a lawyer.
He will ask the court for additional time to finalize and retain permanent counsel. The court will give him that additional time. Routinely, it can be anywhere from a couple of days to a couple of weeks.
Trump has made changes recently in his legal team. He's encouraged his supporters to join a planned protest at the courthouse in Miami tomorrow. Dental pain has led the White House to scrap President Biden's schedule today. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president reported the pain yesterday, had a root canal, and then a second one this morning after more discomfort. The White House specifies he was not put under anesthesia. The president skipped a morning reception for college athletes on the South Lawn.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Where Vice President Harris filled in. The White House later announced the president's other two events are postponed until tomorrow, an Oval Office meeting with NATO's Secretary General and evening remarks to diplomats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A tour boat with 36 people on board capsized during a cave tour near Niagara Falls in New York. Police say crews are working to get everyone safely out of the area. Crews are looking in the rubble to find out why a portion of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia collapsed. It was brought down from below by a tanker truck fire. The elevated highway is part of a major north-south route. Commuters are now left to figure out how to get to where they're going.
It's just crazy how this can affect every day life as much as it is.
A two-week trial over state government obligations to protect people against climate change began in Montana. A group of young people say they're already being harmed by wildfires. This is AP News. Jeffrey Epstein's victims settled their sex trafficking lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase for $290 million.
The lawsuit sought to hold J.P. Morgan financially liable for Epstein's decades-long abuse of teenage girls and young women. A related lawsuit filed in the U.S. Virgin Islands is still ongoing. The suits claim the bank provided Epstein money, even though it was aware of his participation in sex trafficking. He'd pled guilty in Florida to other sex crimes in 2008. The anonymous victim in the suit said she was sexually abused by Epstein from 2006 to 2013. Epstein was in jail on federal charges in 2019 when he was found dead in his cell. The Emmy ruled it suicide. Julie Walker, New York.
A British man has been detained after climbing more than halfway up the world's fifth tallest skyscraper in Seoul, South Korea, with only his bare hands. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.